Angel Moms torch Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen for visiting El Salvador for illegal alien after ignoring their daughter's murders in Maryland. By John Binder on April 17, 2025. Angel Moms Patty Morin and Tammy Nobles are ripping Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, for traveling to El Salvador in an attempt to visit a deported illegal alien, accused of MS-13 gang membership and domestic violence, after ignoring the murders of their daughters in Maryland, 37-year-old Rachel Morin and 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton, both at the hands of illegal aliens. This week, Van Hollen traveled to El Salvador in the hopes of visiting 29-year-old Kilmar Abrego Garcia, an illegal alien who crossed the United States-Mexico border in 2011 and has since been accused of being an MS-13 gang member, domestic violence, and human trafficking. Van Hollen and other Democrats are demanding that El Salvador officials fly Abrego Garcia back to the United States after he was deported by the Trump administration last month. "I told his wife and his family I would do everything possible to bring him home," Van Hollen said in a video posted to X. Reports have recently come to light that Abrego Garcia's wife has twice accused him of beating her. During an interview with Fox Baltimore, Nobles said Van Hollen never even bothered to reach out to her family after her daughter, 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton, was brutally murdered and raped by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member in her home in Aberdeen, Maryland, in 2022. Hamilton's killer had been released into the U.S. Interior after claiming he was living in fear of gang violence in El Salvador. In actuality, Hamilton's killer was an MS-13 gang member himself. "I never heard anything from him, Senator Van Hollen. No condolences or anything about Kayla," Noble said. "His political priorities are screwed up because he should be concerned with the American citizens in Maryland instead of chasing this guy that's not even here legally. These are vicious criminals. MS-13 is a very violent gang who does not care who you are." Similarly, Patty Morin detailed at the White House and on Fox News's Hannity that Van Hollen barely acknowledged her daughter's murder in 2023 at the hands of an illegal alien MS-13 gang member. "To have a senator from Maryland, who didn't even acknowledge or barely acknowledge my daughter and the brutal death she endured, leaving her five children without a mother, and now a grandbaby without a grandmother, so that he can use my taxpayer money to fly to El Salvador to bring back someone who is not even an American citizen," Patty Morin said at the White House. "Why does that person have more right than I do or my daughter or my grandchildren? I don't understand this," she continued. Patty Morin said she is very angry about Van Hollen's trip to El Salvador because the Senate Democrat did not reach out to her family when Rachel Morin was raped and murdered in what is now known as the most horrific crime in Harford County, Maryland, history. "I'm actually outraged, he did not call our family. He did not give condolences," Patty Morin told Hannity. "There was no action on the Democrat Party in any way. From Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Mayorkas, anyone here in Maryland, none of the senators did anything to help search for the murderer." As Breitbart News reported, more House and Senate Democrats are hoping to travel to El Salvador to demand Abrego Garcia be flown back to the United States despite the gang membership, domestic violence, and human trafficking allegations against him. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.